Rick Scott launches ad blitz urging Republicans to change the party. By Sean Moran on January 5, 2023. Senator Rick Scott, RFL, released an ad campaign on Wednesday urging Republicans to change the party and fight President Joe Biden's agenda. "People told me not to run for Republican leader against Mitch McConnell. They said I wouldn't win. I knew it was going to be hard. But we've got to start somewhere," Scott said in the ad, which will start running nationwide starting on Friday. "We are on the road to woke socialism and Republicans are just a speed bump," he warned. "We can't keep doing the same old thing. It's time for Republicans to be bold, speak the truth, and stop caving in. Help us change our party. Join us at rescueamerica.com." Scott, who recently served as the National Republican Senatorial Committee (NRSC) chairman, led the first challenge to Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell's RKY leadership. Despite losing the challenge, Scott garnered support from 9 other Republicans. After the leadership battle, Scott and other conservatives, such as Senators Mike Braun, RN, Mike Lee, RUT, Rand Paul, RKY, and Ron Johnson, RY, led the campaign against the $1.7 trillion, 4,155-page omnibus spending bill, which was negotiated by McConnell and Senate Republican leadership. Scott will run for re-election in 2024 and did not rule out a future Senate GOP leadership challenge. "My goal is to make sure we change the direction of the Senate," Scott said when asked if he would challenge the Senate Republican leadership. On Wednesday, Scott kicked off his Make Washington Work tour and previewed his priorities for the 118th Congress. Scott's office said in a press release, "Over the next 2 weeks, Senator Scott will preview his priorities for the 118th Congress to include several prongs of his Making Washington Work agenda, to include securing the border and ending the deadly fentanyl crisis, standing up for human rights and democracy around the world, ending the D.C. dysfunction and holding government accountable to American taxpayers, growing the economy by reducing debt, promoting business growth and cutting taxes, and supporting America's military heroes, veterans and their families by honoring and serving those who have served to protect our freedoms," Scott said in a statement on Wednesday. "It was great to be in South Florida today with so many great Florida leaders to talk about our fight to make Washington work for Florida families. While we've secured some big wins for the Sunshine State during my first 4 years in the United States Senate, our work is far from over. Washington is more broken and dysfunctional than ever. And folks up in D.C. seem to have forgotten that the government is supposed to work for you. So, these next 2 years, I'll be fighting even harder to make Washington work for all Floridians by ending the dysfunctional status quo, stopping the runaway reckless spending that's fueling President Biden's inflation crisis, making sure we secure the border and enforce our laws, and getting back to the basics of making sure every family has the opportunity to live in a safe community, send their child to a great school and get a great job so they can live their dreams." Scott added, "Floridians are tired of Washington's waste and dysfunction. But together we can make Congress play by Florida's rules and finally make Washington work for the Sunshine State." Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.